Sock to Mishnah Vayter, Masechta Sanhedrin, Perik Vav, Mishnah Hey, Yom Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, B'shasha Adam Mitzdaya, when a person is suffering. Matanura says he's being punished for his Aveiros. Shechina, Ma Halashon Ameris. The Shechina, what expression does the Rabbi Nishayim convey? Kaviyachal, Hashem says, so to speak. Of course, it's a mashal. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kaleini Meiroishi, my head feels heavy. Kaleini Mizrahi, my arm feels heavy. When a person is very sad, your head and arm feels heavy. When this person is punished and he's hanged, there is a Tsar Hashchina. When you're upset about something, you're tired. Everything feels heavy. You don't have the cheshik. When you hear good news, you fly. The word Kaleini, says about Tzar, means Kal is actually easy. Kloini, I don't feel easy. My head feels heavy on me. Now, Zak the Mishnah. Im ken amoke mitzdar al domam shal reshoyim shenishbacha. We can learn from this that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal expresses so much pain over the rush of this person did an aveira, that there's a chi of mis, and he was warned about it. Kal v'choymer al domam shal tzadikim, how much more so is HaKadosh Baruch Hu pained Kaviyachal over the blood of tzaddikim. Now the Mishnah goes back to the halacha that you're not allowed to allow the body to hang overnight. Not only in this case. In all cases, when someone passes away, there is a chiyuv to bring the person to kvura as soon as possible. Anyone who leaves his relative unburied overnight, unless halina lechvaydai. Lest they bedavka, didn't bury the person as a covet for the person. Let's say they didn't have aroi, they didn't have the tachrichim, the shrouds, the clothes that's put onto a mace. So they waited overnight, lehavi loy aron v'tachrichim, to bring him the aron of tachrichim. Then ayna over alav, he's not over. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, you're getting back to where the person that Bezin carried out misa on is buried. V'loyoye karvin, I see they did not bury him. The Kivrei Savaisav, in the place where his family, where his ancestors are buried. Can't bury a Rasha next to a Tzaddik. Ela rather, Shnei Bote Kvorois Hayamisikonim Lebezin. Rather, there were two cemeteries that were assigned so that Bezin can use them. Echad Lin Herogin, one for those who were killed by Saif. Ulenechnokin, and for those that were killed by Chenek. Choking. Mishnah will explain later how these mises were carried out. The echad, and the other one was laniskolim v'nisrofin, for those who were executed by being stoned or sreifa. So one for Saif and Chenek, and one for skila and sreifa. In the next Mishnah, we'll see when the neshama has a tikkun and it can be brought back to his family. Okay, quickly chazering over. Rabbi Meir tells us that when a person is killed because of his aveirois, the Shechina, Kadosh Baruch Hu, says Kaviyachal. Kaviyachal means, it's like, we don't have a better way of explaining it. So, with Kavod, we're expressing this. Like, maybe I can say it this way, Kaviyachal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Oy, my head is heavy, my arm is heavy. Note, those are the places where we put on tefillin. Kadosh Baruch Hu puts on tefillin, says the Sefer Teres Chaim, is a sign of Ahava, to remember what Klal Yisrael does. Where normally the tefillin reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. So, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such tzar on the Rasha, Kal V'Chomer, on the blood of Tzadikim. Then we learned, anyone who's not Mekaver a mace before nightfall is over the Loisesei of Loisalin, but only if it's because he was lazy. If it was done for the covet of the mace, then the person is not over. And when the person was executed by Bezin, they did not bury him in the caver of his parents, but his father and mother were the people of his mishpacha, because you don't bury a Rasha by a tzaddik. Rather, there were two batei kvaros that were assigned to Bezin. One was for those that were killed by the sword and chenek, and the other was for those that were executed through skila and sreifa. So even a Rasha that did a more serious aver is not buried next to a Rasha that did a lesser aver. Again, in the next Mishnah, we will see that ultimately the Neshama does come to its tikkun.